This is a CHLY and CVOX news update. Jam Camp, a musical summer camp for families across BC, is coming to Vancouver Island for the first time this August and will be taking place at Camp Gilwell, just outside Courtney. The camp itself is a five-day gathering of participating families, organizers, volunteers, and facilitators. Many of the staff are full-time musicians, bringing their knowledge and experience to guide participants of all backgrounds through a week of making music.
I think what it does is it brings all the different ages to experience something together. And music is just one of those art forms that can be experienced at many different experiential levels. So if you have an adult who's a really great musician, they can jam with a child who's just learning, or sometimes you get the opposite. You get a child who is an exceptional singer, or maybe they've played the piano already, and then you have an adult who's never played anything in their life, and they can still get together and share an experience of music together. And there's nothing to really separate out if they're talented or not. It's really just about being joyful.
Wendy Lopatecki and her husband Colin Hamilton are co-managers of Jam Camp on the Island. They first attended Jam Camp as volunteers with their two children, Taven and Cedar, in 2010, and were quickly invited back as facilitators, working at various Jam Camp locations around BC in the following years.
Which is kind of a crazy thing, since we're not professional musicians, as most of their facilitators are very professional musicians, but because we were a family unit, that worked out really well.
Jam Camp first started in 2003 at a provincial campground on Maple Lake after Thomas Tumbach, a classically trained violinist, was asked by parents of his violin students if he would start a music camp with the values he nurtured. Values like creativity, collaboration, and multicultural exploration. Thomas and his wife Selena Tumbach incorporated the nonprofit Jam Camp Society with Selena's sister and brother-in-law in 2005. In the 20 years since, the society has hosted camps through the interior of BC, across the province, and even internationally in Japan. One nearby location was Jam Camp by the Sea on Salt Spring Island. Wendy Lopatecki and Colin Hamilton co-managed the camp from 2016 to 2019.
We found that we could run it at Ruckel Park on Salt Spring Island because they have three group sites that we could rent all of the group sites and do this outdoor camp. No power, just all acoustic. And so we did that for 5 years before COVID.
Returning to Ruckel Park since COVID has not been an option. So last year, when Hamilton learned of Camp Gilwell near Courtney and paid a visit, they decided it would be a good fit for the new coastal camp, Jam Camp on the Island.
It seems like a perfect place, very central on the island and lots of nature. All the camping's in the trees. There's a little creek running through with a swimming hole. It's only 15 or 20 minute drive from the ocean or the mountain if families want to go continue their adventures before or after camp. So yeah, no, it's we're really looking forward to it.
Just from seeing the site up there and knowing what we kind of need, what kind of infrastructure we need, it looks perfect. It's got this beautiful open field. It's got this lovely little like amphitheater, like benches in a circle. It's got a staff kitchen.
Family campers bring their own camping setup, including tents, their own camping kitchens, and all their own food. But the organization hires a cook to feed the facilitators. There are also toilet facilities, and Lopatecki emphasizes the importance of the little river that allows a space for campers to relax and play safely. Lopatecki says one challenge coming to a new location is finding enough participants to create the big community feeling that the more established locations have grown to support. This also impacts how many facilitators the program can fund because, as Lopatecki says,
we would love it to just be free for everyone. Of course, we also really want to make sure we pay our facilitators well because they do a lot of work as well.
Lopatecki also spoke to some of the successes of the program.
I think a lot of the successes tend to be personal for the campers. Either they're overcoming challenges of either previous negative musical experiences, either just about, you know, the pressures of being a good musician versus the freedom of just playing music because you love it and enjoy it. So I've really seen that in a lot of campers. Also just with children, successes with children, being given the freedom to really explore however they want to express themselves through music and also song, singing, through dance and movement, and being just in a beautiful natural setting.
As the co-managers prepare to welcome families to the Comox Valley, where they will gather together outdoors to camp, play, and jam out, Lopatecky reflects on the meaning of music and community.
Community and music for me and our family is almost, I feel kind of like one thing. Music is so cultural, and in so many cultures, in the past especially, music is what has brought people together in a common themes of what their culture is or what they believe in their culture, their values are.
Lopatecky says that Jam Camp is about inclusivity, equality, and empathy, listening and giving equal space to everyone who is there, collaborating together to create something that represents everyone's experiences or culture, and learning from one another.
We hear a lot of feedback from families that when they go home, they're more comfortable as a family to explore music together during the year because they just had that environment in which they could explore playing music together in a variety of instrumentations or, you know, everyone finds something that they love to do.
Jam Camp will be coming to the Comox Valley August 10th through 15th, and the organizers are hopeful to return again next year. To learn more about the program or follow along for future camps, visit at Jam Camp on Instagram and Facebook or jamcamp.org. For CHLY and CVOX News, this is Heather Watson.
This report, in partnership with CVOX, was made possible with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs program, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.